Welcome, everyone. It's Tracy, and today the guides and I are going to discuss guilt and shame and some other emotions. How do they serve you? How can you release them? And why are you carrying them around? So I'll start by telling you what the archangels have told me since the beginning, that guilt and shame are only a signal. Guilt and shame only serve you to signal that it's time to make a change in life, that something isn't serving you. It's not in your highest joy. It's not in your highest good. So many people will experience guilt and shame when they're not helping someone out, especially a friend or a family member. When they say no, especially in cases of saying no to preserve their life, their sanity, their happiness, you know, the proverbial you or me choice. And when it's time to say no to helping you move for the 10th time, because every time I help you move, I hurt my back, and then I've got to recuperate for a couple of weeks and it throws my whole life off. So it's one of those proverbial changes where I chose myself over you. I'll tell you that last summer, the summer of 2023, our guides and angels and our souls, of course, really started to push us into choosing ourselves, putting ourselves first. You know, the old phrase, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I used to tell my kids that when I was little. And I tell them they have to choose what makes them happy. Of course, if eating chocolate for dinner is what makes them happy, we have to have a talk about it. But usually, if they decide that they would rather play by themselves than have a friend over, that's fine. Choose you. So last year, we had a lot of opportunities to choose ourselves, to put ourselves first. And you see how everything is building, right? As we learn to put ourselves first, we get comfortable making decisions that are in our highest good, our highest happiness, that move us forward on our ascension path. Well, as we do that, the guilt and shame can either grow or lessen. If it lessens, because you understand that once you put yourself first, it becomes so much easier to reside in that higher frequency, the one where you can help others because you are flowing in love and light. You are flowing in these higher energies, which means you have more physical energy. You have more space in your mental and emotional fields, and it makes it easier to help others. So it lessens the guilt and shame and other lower, denser, dare I say, negative energies, negative feelings. But for most of us, the guilt and shame only increases because we're being selfish. We're choosing ourselves. We left the family. We ditched a friend. All of those dramatic things that your ego mind is telling you when you start choosing yourself. So I oftentimes hear clients that have so much guilt and shame because they took steps to raise their own vibration on their own ascension journey. And to them, I always say, and the guides and angels always say, and their soul always tells them, this is but a signal. What is your guilt and shame telling you? The archangel saying, for dearest one, you are holding on to guilt and shame, which means you are carrying around old, outdated energies. You are carrying around misguided beliefs that do not serve you any longer, and you know it. How is it serving you? Well, to show you that it is time to release that belief. Guilt and shame over you leaving or you not doing something or something happening to you. Did I deserve that? Did I ask for that? Or you not helping out a friend when they're in need? Well, this friend is very ill, or this friend just got divorced. They really need help right now. Now, we are not saying to not give them love and compassion. Always, always send love and compassion to others, to everyone in this world, those that are suffering innumerable ways, whether it be with their family or in war or in any other form of scarcity. In your daily meditations, in your daily connections with Source, send your intentions throughout humanity and beyond for love and compassion, for stability and prosperity to all those that are suffering. But that does not mean that it is your job to end their suffering. This is a big thing we'll say that humans don't understand, is that every soul incarnates to have their particular chosen experiences. And because this is simply an experience on earth, a game, it is not real. Me again, the archangels are laughing at me because souls are always telling me, this is our life, not the humans. You are the car, not the driver. Understand, we have chosen these. And because we are infinite, we are pure love, pure energy. We are infinite. This is just a game. This reality, it is similar to your Matrix movie. It is just a game. So understand that we know we are playing a game. So when there is pain and suffering, it is a neutral experience for us. In fact, we relish in it because we get to experience emotions that we don't have in our frequency. So yes, we experience it with you, but understand on your human level, you do not have to experience the pain and suffering and trauma that comes with the guilt and shame of something that happened to you. Because remember, everything happens at you and for you, but not to you. The person does it to themselves, which is difficult for you humans to believe, as if someone hurts you, if someone breaks a bone, oh, that happened to you. You have to go to the doctor and get that bone set. We fully understand that. But it happened for you. And guilt and shame points you in the direction of the questions to ask concerning the event that happened. How can I grow from this? How can I release this? What is this trying to show me? For it is always trying to show you something. So getting to guilt and shame, dear ones, the signal is showing you that it's time to release. It is time to release your mistaken belief, your 3D belief that you are here to help them. For it is your love and compassion. It is your frequency that helps them. It is intention that helps them. Action doesn't always help them. Oftentimes, action will take away from their journey. Understand that we souls, when we commit to an experience, we will lead our human self through that experience over and over and over again until we feel completion. So if you help that friend, as Tracy explained earlier, if you help that friend move for a 10th time and throw your back out, we will tell you that friend will move an 11th time. For that friend is a support being in your game of feeling guilt or shame that you are not doing more for them when they are in a bad spot. So we will continue the events until you finally realize, as humans, it is time to put myself first, for it is in my happiness that I raise my vibration. And that higher frequency is what I send out with my intentions, my prayers, my meditations, and that is what changes the frequency on your planet. You want to reach 5D? Be happy. Choose yourself. Choose what makes you happy, and it will have a ripple effect to others in your inner circle, your friends, your family, your coworkers, and that ripple effect will ripple out through the whole planet. You want to reach 5D and have your life be easier? Then make choices in the direction of making your life easier, more prosperous, more abundant, more love-filled, more happiness-filled. Make those choices. And when guilt and shame arises, oh, I told my best friend no. I told her, I love you very much, but this is the 10th move and it hurts my back every time. So I'm going to bow out and I truly hope you find others to help you. And you may even add, if it feels right in the moment, you may even add, and dearest one, look at why you've moved 10 times. What is it about these places? What is it about your moves? Do you not feel safe? Do you not feel comfortable? Are you reaching for more that you are not yet embodying? Ask yourself, why are you moving so many times? Can you feel safe or comfortable or abundant in this new dwelling? So if you feel called to, you can ask your friend to open their awareness as to the root cause, the bottom line of why they keep moving, or why your friend doesn't leave her husband, or why your sibling doesn't leave their job. You can always bring up some thought-provoking questions to initiate their opening of awareness, but do not put yourself behind them, for that serves no one. So when guilt and shame arise, they are a signal. They are telling you, you are straying from your path. Now, you can choose yourself first and then feel the guilt and shame that you put yourself above all others. Well, then you are not putting yourself first. Because if you were, if you made a choice to put yourself first because it was your happiness, your abundance, your higher frequency. If you made that choice, you would feel happy. And when you looked at your friend who asked for help, who clearly needs assistance, you would set your intentions that they find the assistance they need, which oftentimes we will tell you, in fact, the majority of the time on your planet, they need to dig deep within themselves. Yes, we see that humans need to depend on other humans at times. Also understand that the victim perpetrator consciousness runs very deep through your humanity. That duality runs so deep and is anchored so deeply that oftentimes those that need help are in the throes of victimhood. Well, I'm moving again because this happened to me again and I have to move again. No, we say, dearest one, look deep within. What event continues to happen, and what can you do to alter that course? Because that's the timeline you're choosing to be on. We are not telling you to continue to suffer. We are directing you to find your true self deep within you so that rather than suffering, you make different choices. You benefit yourself and you end your suffering. Now, we understand that for humans, that suffering is caught in the mental body, in your ego mind, in an ongoing loop. Well, they did this to me. Oh, well, it's happening again. Oh, well, that is terrible. And here I go again. That mental loop, you have control over it. Even your sciences in 3D, and especially your heart math. Look up the Heart Math Institute. Beautiful exercises for all phases of yourself, mental, emotional, physical, beautiful exercises and techniques. Even your heart math has proven that your heart fires before your brain. Your heart rules your brain. Sorry, Tracy here interrupting. In yoga, when I became a yoga teacher, we learned the monkey mind, right? Do not let the tail wag the dog. And 15 years later, I still think of that all the time. Ah, yes, dearest one. Archangels coming back in. We will tell you that humans allow the tail to wag the dog quite often. And the truth is, because your heart controls your brain, you have the power to mentally change your thoughts. Now, we will say that oftentimes the pain and suffering is lodged in the emotional body and the physical body, and we will address those in a moment. But discussing the mental body, you will find that you do have the ability, the capacity to change your thoughts. You make an active change. How do you change your thoughts? Well, you can take yourself out of the situation. If you are with somebody, you can step back out of their emotional field so you are not caught up empathically in their pain and suffering. If you are speaking on the phone, you can say, let me think about that and get back to you. Let me change my schedule and get back to you. So you can make a change. You can go out and stand in the sun. You can dig your feet in the grass, in the rocks, in the river, the beautiful flowing water. There are so many techniques to make a change, to get your brain to make a turn, make a shift. And when you make a change and your brain stops, your ego mind stops its little speech, that is when you can say, okay, what is the truth here? What do I want to see here? What would benefit me in this situation? Oh, I feel for my friend, and I hate that she has to move again, and I really hate that she puts herself through this over and over and over again. How can I best help her? Well, we will tell you, you can best help her by pointing out it's time to have awareness. It is time for her to see the root cause of these moves. It is time for her to reach for happiness instead of continuing her suffering. That is how you can help her. Moving boxes into a truck is not your highest and best use. In your mental body, make a change. Step back, take a pause. Even if you're in the middle of something, say, excuse me, I need just a moment. Take a pause and ask your soul, ask us the archangels, ask the questions. What serves me in the highest in this situation? Because I know when I move into my highest good, I become an example for their highest good. I give them the impetus to choose higher for themselves. And if they don't, well, then you do not wish to wallow with them. Humans have that saying, misery loves company. Yeah, not necessary. Do not join them in their misery. Remain in your happiness and you will change the world. So again, mental body, step back, interrupt that flow of words, make a change, choose better thoughts. Choose thoughts that serve your happiness. Tell your ego mind, I appreciate you keeping me safe. I appreciate you wanting to help a friend. I appreciate you. And we're choosing my happiness. And we're going here. Okay, now for the emotional body. The emotional body is where we store a lot of these old, outworn, outdated feelings, such as guilt and shame and our pain and suffering and trauma. That is not only misguided thoughts, but it is emotion stuck in the emotional body. For that, you can do a number of different guided journeys. Find those that you feel are the most effective for you. Do you shower it off? Do you put your feet in the river to wash it out of you? Do you picture a beautiful sphere of golden divine and white light above your head, above your crown chakra? Bring the light down through your body and clear it out. For it is necessary for you to focus on your emotional body and set the intention, I release all emotions that no longer serve my highest joy. I welcome the freedom in my emotional body to allow my emotions to flow through. I release any stuck emotions. Pick your guided journey, pick your meditation, pick your affirmations, but do something, whatever your choice is, to release these stuck emotions, for they do not serve you. You will realize through techniques that work for you, again, whether it be movement, meditation, talk therapy, any form of session, you can realize, yes, I feel for her. Guilt and shame can be shifted into compassion, into empathy, for they often start with empathy. Your empathic nature allows their emotions to get stuck within you. Within your mental and emotional bodies, thus your physical body. So oftentimes, yes, it starts with empathy. So understand that you can be empathic and compassionate and loving to their plight, to their suffering, but it is not your job in any dimension, any plane, any incarnation. It is not your job to ease their suffering by stepping in and infiltrating their journey. That doesn't work. All it does is make you dive into the mud puddle with them. So you step back, you shift your thoughts, you do your techniques to release your emotions, your affirmations, your meditations, and you put yourself in a neutral space. And from that neutral space, you put yourself in higher love, higher bliss, higher frequencies. And as you feel those higher dimensional states of being, as you reach for them, step into them, embody those higher states, feel more bliss, more happiness, more contentment, more peace and calm. Then direct your attention to your friend's suffering. And that is when you set the intentions and you pray for them and you intend for them and you send angels to surround them and help them. You ask them to use their awareness. Who could help you best? How would you best get out of this situation? Do you want to change this pattern? I'm happy to help you with ideas on how to get out of the pattern, but no, I cannot help you move. It hurts my back, and I must take care of myself. Lastly, we'll talk about the physical body. Yes, a lot of these emotions like guilt and shame, they're born out of the old patterns. Well, they're my family. I have to help them. Or the empathicness. No, my dad is really suffering and he's really telling me I need to do this for him. And what am I supposed to do? He raised me. Guilt and shame for what you are doing, what you are holding, what you are not doing. It tends to lodge itself in your physical body, for you are a 3D human and the physical is very real for you. So again, we will direct you to the methods, the techniques, the exercises that allow you to release stuck emotions, stuck patterns, stuck thoughts, guilt, shame, pain, trauma, suffering, how to release them from your physical body. There is yoga, there is Tai Chi, there is Qigong, there is martial arts. It has to be done with intention to release what is stuck within. I invite all of this to leave. I no longer carry this, for it does not serve me. So pick the movement of your physical body, use water, use walking, hiking, use the earth elements and movement within different exercises and techniques. And you can find many of them on YouTube. You can find many beautiful, wonderful therapists that work with the physical body. So many techniques. Search them out, try them, see what works for you, and use them daily. And understand that we, the archangels, are always with you. All your guides, your higher versions of self, your guardian angels, your support angels, we are always with you, always surrounding you. The moment you say, I release this, you give us permission to take it away. But you have free will. We do need your permission. We are not going to heal you. You are going to heal you and we will assist. So set your intentions, do your techniques. For releasing the guilt and shame means you release the old patterns, the old training, the old way of being. It means you choose yourself and you move into higher states of happiness and peace. You move into fifth dimension and beyond, and that is a state of being you are yearning for. So find your techniques, be willing to change your timelines, change your behavior, change your thoughts, release those feelings. And as always, we love you, we support you, we are here for you.